Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Lamed Beis, Rachmana Liba Boy, Lashon Leiv. Zok the Mishnah, say the Brachis. Now we're talking specifically about Rosh Hashanah, but a lot of what we're going to learn in the Mishnah and in the Gemara applies throughout the year as well. Normally, of course, throughout the year on a daily basis, we have Shmoyne Esrei Brachis. That's how it got its name, Shmoyne Esrei. In truth, it's not really 18 today. It's 19 because they added Olam Hashinim, but it's based on 18 or 19 brachas, and that's why it's called Shmoyne Esrei. But when it comes Shabbos or Yom Tov, other than Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Shmoyne Esrei, we only have 7 brachas. And the structure of all Shmoyne Esreis are the same throughout the year. You have 3 brachas at the beginning, you have 3 brachas at the end, and then you have the insert in the middle. So what are the first 3 brachas? Says our Mishnah, say them brachas. Oimer, we're talking about Shmoyne Esrei, you say Ovois. That's, of course, the first bracha Shmoyne Esrei that we end with, Mogen Avraham. Then we have Gvurois, at the Gibor of the Olam Hashem. That's bracha number 2. Ukedushas Hashem is the bracha that we typically end off every day, at the Kodosh, Baruch Ato Hashem HaKel HaKodosh. Of course, in Rosh Hashanah, we don't say HaKel HaKodosh, we say HaMelech HaKodosh. But that's the Kedushas Hashem, because referring to Hashem, we refer to him as Kodosh, Kedushas Hashem. That's throughout the year. As well as the Mishnah will tell us in another moment, the final 3 brachos are what the Mishnah calls, you see on the first wide line, Avoida, Avoida is Ritzei, because we say V'hashev Esu Avoida L'dvir Beisecha, then V'hoida is referring to Moidim, and we end off L'cha Noel L'hoidois, and then final bracha, which we say Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, that really begins with Brichas Kehanim, which also ends off with the word Shalom. So that's all part of the final Bracha Shmoyne Esrei. So you have the first 3, the Ovois, Kvuros, Kedushas Hashem. You have the final 3, Avodah Zarah, Brichas Kehanim, and then you have the insert in the middle. Normally every Shabbos and normally every Yom Tov, we add 1 bracha in the middle. If it's Shabbos, then of course we have the 3 different Nuschois, so Friday night, Shabbos morning, Atkidashta, Yismach Moshe, but there's only 1 bracha in the middle, and that's what the Gemara or the Mishnah is going to refer to as Kiddush Sayoin, because we end off Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. And of course, when it's Yom Tov, we start with Ata V'chartono, and we end off typically Mekadosh Yisrael B'hazmanim. So that's the middle bracha, the Kiddush Sayoin bracha. On Rosh Hashanah, things get a little bit more complicated because we want to add in the Shmoyne Esrei the Malchiyos, the Zichroinos, and the Shofaros. The question is, where do we insert these 3, as well as when do we blow Shmoyne Esrei, either in the Shtele Shmoyne Esrei, like we do it among the Nusach Svard, or in the Chazaras Hashat Shmoyne Esrei? When do you do the Tkiyas? And that's where there's going to be the crux of the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva, both as to the structure, where do you say the Malchiyos, as well as where do you blow the Shofar. So again, say the Brachas, just like the whole year. But now, says Rabbi Yechman Nuri, the Choylo Malchiyos Imohen, the Indian of the Malchiyos, those are all the 10 psukim that we say in the Shmoyne Esrei for Malchiyos. That doesn't begin bracha number 4, but that is in bracha number 3 in the Kedushas Hashem bracha. That's not our minhag, but it's Kedushas Hashem. Before you get to HaMelech HaKadosh, you've had a lengthy, lengthy recital of the 10 special psukim, l'shem Malchiyos. And the 10 psukim, as we know, come from the Torah, from Neviim, Ksuvim. That will be in Mirchem addressed in the next Mishnah towards the bottom of the Yom Tov. So Koyim Malchi Simon, the Ainat Akev, but you do not blow Shofar at this point. No Shofar. Then we have Kedusha Sayon. Kedusha Sayon means that would be the middle bracha, like every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. Here we would end off with Yom Azikoroim, and that Kedusha Sayon does not have Malchi Zechernes V'Shofaris. It's all on its own. V'Takeh, and here we do go and blow the Shofar. And then we have Zechroinus V'Takeh, and then Shofaris V'Takeh. That part, of course, is the same as we have it. The Yom, and then he finishes Shmoyne Esrei with Avoid V'Hidor of Beches Kehanim, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Im Einoi Takeh L'Malchis, L'Mu Maskir. After all, isn't Malchias and Zachroinus and Shoifris all kind of a part of a set? If you're telling me that we go and say the Malchias, all the 10 psukim, then why aren't you Toikea at the same time? And Lamai, you're going to go and tell me they're unrelated. So Ibazoi, Lomu Maskia, why does he even mention the Malchias? And the Gemara is going to explain that in a little bit more detail. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Ela Oimer Ovois Ugvurois Ukedushas Hashem, like we do the entire year. Those first three brachas, untampered. Except, of course, that we say in the third brach, Uvachain, Uvachain, and then we end off in Melech HaKadosh. But vis-a-vis our Mishnah, it's basically the same structures throughout the year. Mogen Avram, Ata Gibor, and you end off in Melech HaKadosh, the first three. And then, the Koil Malchias and Kedushas HaYoyim, we do is what would normally be the single brach of Kedushas HaYoyim, the one that would end off Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, and here would be Yoyim HaZikaroyim. That's going to be the Kedushas HaYoyim bracha, and we're going to be Kolel, we're going to combine the Malchias into that bracha. Vitakea, and we blow. And then we have Zichroinos, Vitzakea, and we blow. Shefaris, Vitzakea, and we blow. Which, of course, this is exactly our minhag. And then we finish off with the final three brachas at the end. So instead of having a seven brachas Shmon Esrei, like typically Shabbos and Yom Tov, here we have a nine brachas Shmon Esrei, with three brachas in the middle as opposed to one bracha in the middle. We go back to the dialogue of Rabbi Kiva, the challenge Rabbi Kiva gave to Rabbi Menuri, Omalei Rabbi Kiva, Em Einoi Tekea LeMalchias, if according to you, Rabbi Menuri, when you recite the Malchias in Shemon Esrei, you're Einoi Tekea, the Lomu Maskir. Why does he even mention Malchias? Frank Timara, Lomu Maskir? Rachman Amitka. Well, the Torah says he's supposed to go and be Maskir Malchias in Shemon Esrei. Now, where does it say in the Torah he's supposed to go and be Maskir Malchias? So our Gemara doesn't tell us yet, but we're going to have this in Mi'at Hashem in another few lines. In fact, if you want to jump with your eyes about 10 lines down, again towards the end of the line, exactly where we're holding, you'll see right next to Rabbeinu Chananel in my Gemara, it says, Minayin Shomer Malchias. How do you know that there's a din you say Malchias? Tanya B'Yomer, you have a pasuk in the Hashem Lekeichem. So we're going to get to that. So he's, when Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Yechon Menuri, if you don't blow on the bracha of Malchias, why do you even mention Malchias? What do you mean? Sechapazik. The reason why we're maskir Malchias is because the Torah tells us to, as we'll see in Mi'at Hashem in another few lines. So what's Rabbi Kiva's kashya? Ella, rather what Rabbi Kiva meant to ask is, Loma Eser, Lema Teisha. As we said before, for each one of the Malchias, Achronis, and Shoifris, we say 10 psukim in the Torah. If you're telling me that we don't blow, so anyway you're making a shinoi in the Haskorah of the Malchias. It's not on that same level as the Achronis and Shoifris, because there you're Tekeh, here you're not Tekeh. So Ibazai, what do you need? 10 psukim. Maybe 9 is enough. Perhaps even 8 is enough. And therefore, that was Rabbi Kiva's challenge to Rabbi Yechon Menuri. Rabbi Yechon Menuri remained silent in the Mishnah. He remained silent in the Gemara. Yes, it remains with a challenge that Rabbi Kiva placed or gave to Rabbi Yechon Menuri. But now the Gemara is going to go into greater detail. And again, we're going to discuss not only for Rosh Hashanah, but throughout the year, Tanur Rabbanu, Shtei Nebrais, Minayin Shomrim Ovos. How do you know you're supposed to start off the Shemana Esrei by saying the first bracha, which ends with Mogen Avram, Shenemar, Hovul Hashem B'nei Eilim. This is, of course, the Mizmor L'David that we say on Friday nights, Mizmor L'David, Hovul Hashem B'nei Eilim, Hovul Hashem Kovod
Ois. 18 times is Hashem's name, right? That's the source we had in brachos, right?
What you're saying is correct. Our Gemara doesn't mention that. However, you are right. Where did it say in brachos?
I remember we learned in brachos 2 years ago.
You did beautifully. Coincidentally, I just happened to have a Gemara brachos with me. So here in Masechtas Brachos and Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, Ram Gamliel Oimer V'Chol Yoim V'Yoim Mispal Od Mishmoyne Esrei. Where do we take this from? So if you might Hani Yud Ches Keneged Me Amr B'Hil B'Reid V'Shmo V'Anachmeni Keneged Yud Ches As Korois She'Amar David B'Hovul Hashem B'Nei Eilim. This capital of Tehillim that we say Mizmor LeDavid on Friday nights, if you count up all the Hashems, it says it 18 times. This is according to Reb Hill, right? Reb Shmuel,
right? The Shedra also, right? The other thing was the spine, right?
Not up today yet. Rav Yosef Amar Kenegi Yudches Askar Shiva Krishma. If you take out the Krishma and you count up, you'll see they have 18 names, 18 times Hashem's name in Krishma. Those are the 18 vertebrae that you're referring to in the Shedra. But we're, of course, mostly following the first view. Only not that we're making any decisions over here, but because our Gemara says that Ovois is based on Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim, it makes sense. Because the whole structure of the 18 brachos is based on that Mizmor LeDavid of Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim, where it has 18 askarois. So how do we add the number 19? I got a problem. Didn't we say we added a 19th bracha? So it says at one point also the word kale in the Mizmor LeDavid, so therefore that's an addition to all Hashem's here. Koil Hashem Alamoyim, Kale HaKovet Hirim. So the Kale, that's number 19. So it's not Hashem, but it's Kale. Anyway, bottom line is we have the 18 brachas, and since we learn for Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim according to this man, the Amar, that's why says the Gemara, that the Ovois we also learn from Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim. Now what means Eilim? Eilim, says Rashi, means those that have in Koyach. That's Eili Ha'oritz Lokach. Rashi says at the top, Lishna de Takifi, the strong ones. Who are the strong ones? Those are the Ovois HaKadoshim, because they are the whole basis of Klal Yisrael. We had another Lashon referring to the Ovois HaKadoshim as being the heavy hitters, if you will, very, very strong ones. This we had at the beginning of the Masechta, when we had the Machlokes between Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua, when were Avraham and Yaakov born? And the Gemara said that they were born in Tishrei, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayikalu ha-melech shloime kol ish Yisrael b'yerach ho-eisonim. What is yerach ho-eisonim? This is Yud Aleph Amir Aleph. What's yerach ho-eisonim? B'chag, yereach, b'chag, yerach ho-eisonim b'chag. Yerach, yerach is the month, shenoldu boi eisonei oilam. Eisonim means the strong ones of the world. Yud Aleph Amir Aleph, approximately over here. Eisonei oilam. Then, more later on, said, what is Rabbi Lezer do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua says Yerach Eisanim means that it's the month which is Takifi B'mitzvahs, the second wide line down below, the heavy duty mitzvahs of Shoifa and Lulav and Esreg and Sukkah and fasting in Yom Kippur, etc., etc. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so B'nei Eilim, just like over there, Eisanim means the strong ones, the Eilim here also means the strong ones. We look upon our Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov as being the Amudim that were the ones that created the Jewish people and the world, etc. How do you know that you have the second bracha atik? It's in the pasuk. Chavod Hashem, kavod v'oiz, and oiz is a lashon of gevura, strength. How do you know you say now kedushas Hashem? Shenema chavod Hashem kavod shmoi, kavod shmoi. Hishach Hashem ba'adas kodesh. So the shmoi and the kodesh tells you you're supposed to mention over here now the keil hakodesh or on Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah hamelach hakodesh. Okay, so that's the basic structure throughout the year. Now we're talking about, specifically today, on Rosh Hashanah, B'nai, Sh'olim, Malchi, Yisachar, 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 Rebbe Lezer, Oymer, Dichsid, said in the Pasuk, it says about Rosh Hashanah, Tavu B'nai Yisrael, Leymar, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'echad L'chodesh, Yilachem, Shabbosoin, Zichroin, Trua, Mikra, Chodesh. So the Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh HaShvi, B'echad L'chodesh, the first day of Tishrei, is going to be Shabbosayim, Zichrayim, Trua, Mikra Kodesh. Four terms, four labels. And the Gemara darshins each one. Shabbosayim Zeh Kedushas Hayom. That's the fact that today is a holy day. Okay? Zikorayim, Elu Zichrayim. Trua, Elu Shefaris. Mikra Kodesh, Kadsheyu Basiyas Melacha. What means Asiyas Malacha? To refrain from Asiyas Malacha. It doesn't mean to do Malacha, it means to refrain from Asiyas Malacha. This is what Reb Lezer holds. Reb Akiva agrees to Reb Lezer on the middle two, meaning the Zikaroin is Zichroinus, Trua is Shoifrus. That's a double pashut. He disagrees, however, on the Shabbosoin, which is the first of the four, and the Mikra Kodesh, which is the last one of the four. Omelet of Akiva, but may Malay Nema Shabbosain means Shvus, Shabbai Pasuk HaKashu Tchilla. Was it Reb Akiva? You, Reb Lezer, said that Shabbosain means Kedushas Hayoyim. And then you said Mikra Koinish means Kadsheyu Basias Malacha, refrain from doing Malacha. Says Reb Akiva, it should be the other way around. Because Shabbosim, what's the taitch of the word Shabbosim? What Shabbosim means, it's a day of rest. Shavuos. Shavuos, we don't mean the Shavuos of the Rabbanans, we mean Shavuos, or Shvois. Go and rest. And by a pasuk hakosuv tchila, Rashi says, what does he want to mean by that? He means that when Yom Tov begins, before you even start chuluming, before you start dreaming about chasing malchus, achrayim, shayfar, is blowing shayfar, the first thing is you got to be showing this malacha. As soon as it comes shkia, that's it. No more malacha. So that's the first thing. Shabbosah. That makes sense that you start off Rosh Hashanah the first minute before you start thinking about eating the simonim and dipping the challah into honey. The first thing you got to think about is showing malacha. Don't do malacha. Ela shabbosim kad shebasiyas malacha. That's what shabbosim means. Don't do malacha. Zikarn el zechronis tu el shifaris mikra koyvish zul kedusha seyoyim. This is the insert of the normal fourth bracha in Shmones, right? Where we go and talk about kedusha seyoyim. In the case of Yom Tov, it'd be the Kaddish Yisrov HaZmanim, or here on Rosh Hashanah, we would talk about Yom HaZikaron. So that's the Kiddush HaSayyam that we're referring to. So again, there's no machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva in Halacha, just how you darsh in the Pasuk, which one is telling us the Shoyvis from Halacha, and which one is telling us the Kiddush HaSayyam in Shmonesri. Then when I show you Malchis, we refer to both Zichronis and Shoyvrois, that we have Zikaron and Trula, but how do we know that you have to be Maske Malchis, which we referred to at the beginning of the Gemara? It's Tanya. Rabbi Oimer, it says the Pasuk Ani Hashem Lekeichem uvachodesh Hashvi zu Malchus. Now these are two separate psukim. However, the Gemara is juxtaposing the two psukim together. They're not back to back mamish. There's one pasuk in between. In Vayikra Chav Gimel Chav Beis, that's in Parshas Emor. The pasuk against Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then you skip a pasuk, and then you get to Davar Bnei Yisrael. Leimor b'chodesh Shvi bi'echad la'chodesh yelechem Shabbosah and zichron Truah mikra kodesh. The pasuk that we were just quoting. So since the first pasuk is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and after that it says, it's coming to tell you, don't forget Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, don't forget Ani Hashem Lekeichem. That is the Lashon Malchus to which the Gemara is referring. You don't have to juxtapose two psukim and say one pasuk take the other. Harry Oimer had in the very same pasuk, there's a pasuk which is in Nasir Balois, probably Baloischa. It says in the Pasuk, Uvyom Simchaschem, Umayadechem, Uroshi Chachechem, Uskatim, Bachatzoitzrois, Alo Lisechem, Azid Cheshomechem, Voyilachem, Zikor, Lefnei, Elekechem, Hani, Hashem, Elekechem. What's bothering the Gemara? What's bothering the Gemara is the Hani Hashem Elekechem at the end of the Pasuk, the Choyr is totally superfluous. We already said, Voyilachem, Zikor, Lefnei, Elekechem. Says the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What do I already say? Lefnei Elokeichem. What's this? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So, Akimari, Oyim Oyilachem Zikar Lefnei Elokeichem. She'im Talmud Goyim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is just repetitious. Umma Talmud Goyim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Zeban Av, Chomokim Shinev, Boy Zechroinois. Wherever there's a din that you have to be masked, Boy Lechem Lezikarain Lefnei Elokeichem. You're talking about Zechroinois. You're Malchus Imoim. Go and have as a package deal Malchus together with them, and that's the repetition of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's the end of the shtickle in terms of the Mekoyer that we have, that we're maskir every day the first three, and then after that we're maskir the Malchus Chodesh V'Shefaris. Now the question is, V'Heichan Oimra, where are you maskir the Malchus? You put in the Kedusha Sayyim according to the Tanakhama. That was the Yerch Menuri in our Mishnah. But he said that you go and insert the Kedusha, the Malchios is part of the Tanakhama. I'm sorry. Please don't jump. I withdraw. I'm sorry.
Delete.
Omit. Yes, exactly. Push the delete button. That according to the Tanakhama of Yerch Menuri, you go and put the Malchios as part of Kedusha Sayyim, which is number three. And according to the Kivan Amish, we put it as part of the Kedusha Sayyoyim, which is number four in the Shemesh. Thank you, everybody, for correcting. Anyway, so it's Gemara.
We're listening to you.
Baruch Hashem. Ve'echanayim, and you're assisting. Ve'echanayim, the Kedusha Sayyoyim. Tanya, Rebbe Oimer, im ha-Malchias Oimra. So really, the Gemara's kasha is ve'echanayim, the Kedusha Sayyoyim. Since we have established, based on this price that we just finished, that you have the first three brachos, the avos, gvuros, kedushas Hashem. We also established, based on the pasuk of Shabbos and Zichar Truah Mikra Kodesh, that you have to have, in addition to the normal kedushas Hayon, you have to have the malchus, achrayus, and shofaris. From there, we only know achrayus and shofaris. Malchus, we know from the other two psukim, machloikus between Rebbe and the other man, the Yom, and this right here is from Yehuda. Maskim. But we want to know now, where do I fit in the kedushas Hayon in this structure, in this maze? Now that I have this new requirement on Rosh Hashanah to have the Malchus, Achrenes, and Shepharis, where do I insert the Kedushas Hayom? You say it together with Malchus. In other words, like Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, Malchus goes with Kedushas Hayom.
I'm sorry?
Right, exactly.
It's the fourth bracha.
It could be it's a little bit longer because we talk about the Malchus too. Feel free to have Sidurim and Becky. You don't need a Machzer. The Shemone Esrei for Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry,
it's okay,
is printed in all most good Siddur, like the
Yiddish ones,
the English ones. Would say Tanya Rabbi Yoyim Imam Malchus. So you combine Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom. Mamazin b'chol Mokem b'Revias, just like every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, Kedushas Hayom is always number four. Here too, I've got Revias, it's number four. Ah, you need Malchus? Fine, so put Malchus in number four. The Kedushas Hayom we push off. It's not number four, it's number five. So after you finish the first three, you finish the Melech HaKadosh, you go to Malchios, finish off that bracha. Now you go into the Kedushas Hayom bracha and the Zechroinus, which you mix together in number five. And then number six is going to be the Shofaris. And then you go to the final three, Brachos Shemoneh Esrei. Frank the Baruch, what is? Just like Kedushas Hayom is always the middle bracha, so on a typical Shabbos Yom Tov there's seven, so number four is smack in the middle, three before, three afterwards, this is number four. Now on Rosh Hashanah, where we have altogether nine, so we start off with four, we have a middle one, and then we have four at the end, so four, one, four, that's how it gets to nine, it's b'emtzah. Ukishkinchu bezenes Hashanah be'usha. As we remember yesterday, we had that the Sanhedrin went to Usha a couple of times, back and forth. Yavna, Usha, Usha, Yavna, like we had in the Amid days. So when the Bezin was in Usha, Yorad B'yechim and Breikel Fnei Reb Shim Gamliel. Reb Shim Gamliel is the one that just said now, Im HaZichroinos. Reb Yechim and Breikel was Yorad. What's the Lashon of Yorad?
To the Daven, the Daven.
Why is Yorad? What does it have to do with Davening?
Lufnei Teva.
What does it have to do with Lufnei Teva? So it could be high, what does it have to be low? So if you look at Rashi is almost halfway down the Omid. Yorad Reb Yochim and Reuka Lufnei HaTeva. About five lines before it says Mishnah. Right? Says Rashi, the Tisha Mitzvah Lispal B'mokam Nomuch Ketoni Yorad. The Mitzvah is going Daven Nekanah. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us why it's a Mitzvah, but our Chush V'tayra Erlech Agast from Eretz Yisrael just shared with us, because it says Shemalois Mimamakim Kresicha Hashem. Mimakim means from down below. So that's why you're Yorid Lefnei HaTeva, and throughout Shas, when you have the expression Yorid Lefnei HaTeva, this Rashi always applies, because the Tefillah for the Shliach Tzibur was typically he went down to Makom Nomach. And there are shuls even today, for instance, when they are good in Baltimore, when the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, goes to the Omid, he has to go down two steps, and so that people shouldn't make a mistake and fall, there's a little bit of a gate, a little fence around the Baal Tefillah and his mokim, so people don't by accident trip and fall down.
Usually the halachas are Reb Shimon Gamliel, except for those three exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Reb Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, not Reb Shimon Gamliel in a Braisa.
Okay.
We don't Reb Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. Anyway, so getting back to the Gemara, the Gemara says that the Baal Tefillah went before Reb Shimon Gamliel, the also Kirbech Menuri, and he did like our Mishnah, the Tanakama, Reb Shimon Menuri. All the Reb Shimon being Reb Shimon Gamliel, though you know you can buy the Yavna. I'm sorry, back in Yavna, that was not the minig. That's not the way we did it. Liyoy Masheni, the next day, now Parshat Shat means the next day, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We'll see right before the Mishnah that that's not the Pshat, but that's the Parshat Shat. Next day, Yorid Reb Chanina ben Yishev Yosei HaGlili. He davened for the Yom, we also Reb Kiva like Reb Kiva of our Mishnah. Oh, Reb Shem Gliel, Kachinem Yavna, oh, Givaldik, you did just like we did in Yavna, like Reb Kiva. There's one problem. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues with Rabbi Akiva. You found all the brachos.
Yeah, yeah.
So what has that end off? Mloicha kol haaretz, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. So that's the malchus and kedushas. That's malchus. We only have an hour. We don't have the Yom. It's malchus together with the kedushas seyam, right? That's right. The okay. So zechut, and then after that we start zechrayus, and then we do shafaris. Good, excellent. Shkoyach, the brother Shai has taken out the siddur and shown us that in fact we paskel like Rabbi Akiva that we're mazkir the kedushas hayoyim together with malchus and bracha number 4. But not like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri that was kolel the malchus in the kedushas Hashem, which is bracha number 3. And not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who said that we should go and put kedushas hayoyim, not as bracha 4, but together with his zichroinos as bracha number 5, because that's the emtza, that's the middle. So now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to the Baal Tefila, Rabbi Hanina ben Yosef Yosef Glevi, who did like Rabbi Akiva, he said, congratulations, what you did is exactly like we did in Yavne. But we got a big problem over here. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to be so ser himself. He's contradicting himself. The men of Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, feel like forgive my Yashikoyev. That's what we did in Yavne. Hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Malchus and Kedushas Hayoyim Omalahu. Rabbi Akiva says you take the Malchus and you combine it with the Kedushas Hayoyim, meaning in Bracha number 4. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Oyim Kedushas Hayoyim Imazichroinus Omalahu. That Kedushas Hayoyim goes with Bracha number 5. So why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel extolling and praising and giving it a standing ovation to the Baal Tefila? Oh, you did just like we did in Yavne. If he did like Rabbi Akiva, and that like we did in Yavne, then according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's the wrong way to do it. You're supposed to go and combine the Kedusha Siyarim not with Bracha 4 with the Malchus, like Rabbi Akiva. You're supposed to combine the Kedusha Siyarim with the Zechroinus in Bracha number 5. What's going on? Amrav Zeira, no. Lo yimar shetoykin l'malchus. Remember, we had a double machloikis in our Mishnah. What were the two machlokes in? Number one, where do you place the malchus? Is it in the Kedushas Hashem, meaning Bracha 3? Or is it in the Kedushas Hayoyim, Bracha number 4? And then we have the second machlokes, when do you blow the shofar? Where Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, malchus goes with Kedushas Hashem, but don't blow, don't blow. You wait until Kedushas Hayoyim and then you go and blow. And the Kiva said, nah, come on. If you're being mazke malchus, you blow at the same time, not later on. Otherwise, why do you have 10 brachas? Or 10 psukim, why do you have 9 psukim, like the Gemara said. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that said in our Mishnah that the malchus goes with bracha number 4, v'toikeya. Says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the Kedusha Seyoyim goes with bracha 4, and not bracha number 5. On that point, I disagree with Rabbi Akiva. No. Kedusha Seyoyim should go bracha number 5, not bracha number 4. But the Gabi the Tekiyos, that I agree. It's supposed to be Tekiyah b'Malchus, Tekiyah b'Zechroinos, Tekiyah b'Shefaris, and that's what we did in Yavne. So he's only giving him like a half a shkoich on the Tekiyos.
He's clapping with one hand, as it were.
Oh, so he's only doing clapping with one hand, only on the Tekiyos part, but not on the allocation where the Kedusha Seyoyim finds itself in the Shemoneh Esrei. Put a semicolon. Then the Gemara says, we just quoted 5 lines ago, Liyoy Masheni, Yod Reb Chanina, my Sheni, what do we mean by Liyoy Masheni? Even Yom Tov Sheni, meaning like, just like Yom Tov Sheni Shul Golias, is Yom Tov Sheni Shul Rosh Hashanah, the second day, which is the Chayit of the Pasha Pshad. Lememra, the Avru Ali El, are you telling me that year they made an El of 30 days, and therefore we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? We never found that El was 30 days, and therefore it should only be a 1 day Yontem, not a 2 day Yontem. About in later years they added because the Edom came late, and they were makalkul the Shir Shal Yoyim by Mincha, by the Tomit Shal Ben Aboyim, that's how it's Emes. But apparently that all came after this Gemara, after this Mishnah, after this Braisa, after this story. So at that point, there were no 2 days of Yom Tov. There was only 1 day of Yom Tov. Listen to the Yom Hasheni. Rav Chizda, my Sheni, Liyom Sheni, L'shana Abba. He means the next year. The word, some that take out the words Liyom Hasheni, they just say, my Sheni means L'shana Abba. But even with our gears, Liyom Hasheni means the next time that there was a Rosh Hashanah, which wasn't a day later, it was a year later. That was the next Rosh Hashanah when all these halachas apply. By that time, they had gotten a new Baal Tefila, and the new Baal Tefila did the Tekiyos perfectly in its place, even though vis-a-vis with the Kedusha Seyoyim was, that still remained a conflict, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did not compliment him on that because he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, Rav Shimon Gamliel lived after the Churban, though. So
okay, maybe this is the first. I don't know. You can tell me multiple Rav Shimon Gamliels. Anyway, it's clear from our Gemara that he didn't have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because otherwise he wouldn't say it the next year. Right? So figure out historically, chronologically, I leave that to you. On to the next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. Ein poichsin me'asora malchiyos me'asoras chroinos me'asoras shefaris. When we say the three brachos of Shimon Esrei, we don't just say, Rabbeinu Shloim, you're the Melech. Rabbeinu Shloim, you have a gvaldik zikoran, you remember all the masim. Rabbeinu Shloim, today is a mitzvah going blow shayfer. We are mazkir 10 separate psukim. Those 10 separate psukim that everybody knows, we start off with 3 psukim from the Torah, we have 3 psukim from the Nevi'im, 3 from the Ksuvim, and we have 1 from the Torah again at the end. In other words, there are 4 altogether from the Torah, when I say Torah, to the exclusion of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and that 4th one is at the end before we get to the final bracha of those 3 brachas. So you have the Malchus, you have 10, Zechariah, you have 10, and Shepharis, you have 10. Rabbi Echanur Yoimer, Imam Gimel Gimel, Mikul and Yotzef, you said 3-3, from all of them, it's your Yotzef. The Gemara is going to ask exactly what does Rabbi Echanur mean? Does he mean that instead of doing 10-10-10, which is 30 altogether, he means 3-3-3, which is 9 altogether? So this is a major machloik is between 30 and 9? Or perhaps Rabbi Echanur is saying is, you don't have 10 from 3-3-4, or 4-3-3 from the Torah of the Miksuvim. You only have 3-3-3, and therefore you only have 9, and it's 3 times 9 is 27. So you don't have 4 psukim from the Torah, you only have 3 psukim from the Torah. Yeah, I'm sorry. So bottom line is, we have a machloikis in our Mishnah, we're going to have a shayla in our Gemara. What does Rabbi Yechon really hold? Does he hold 9 altogether? Does he hold 27 altogether? Stay tuned for that discussion. Zokimar, we said that you have to have 10. Hani asor malchis kenegimi. Where did you take this from 10? Maybe it should be 3, maybe it should be 5, maybe it should be 20. What's the difference? 10. So Tiyamara Omar, here it says, Rabbi on the side, it says, complete. Keneged asor hilulim she'omad dumbu b'sefer tilim. Keneged, it corresponds to the 10 times the word hilulim in tilim. How many times does it say the words Halukah, Halukah? Every single day we say in Psukah Zimra a ton of Halukah, much more than just 10 Hilulim. Anyway, one has the Chsibahu, Halu B'Seker Shofar. The Halu B'Seker Shofar is the final one of the Halukahs that we say every morning in the Psukah Zimra, and that final one has the word Halu, Haluhu, 10 times altogether. And in that one it says Halu B'Seker Shofar, Halu B'Nevel B'Chinar. So since it says 10 times the word Halu in that capital, that's why we say 10 Psukim altogether, Keneged Machas, Keneged Shofaris, and ultimately Keneged Malchus, and Keneged the Zechariahs. Rabbi Yosef Amar Keneged Aseres HaDibrish, Nemeloi LaMoishe B'Sinai. Oh, Aseres HaDibrish. Now what does Aseres HaDibrish have to do with anything? So Rashi says, because at the time of the Aseres HaDibrish, there was also the blowing of the shofar, and that blowing of the shofar, it says after the shofar hoydav chazik meyoid Moshe yedavro the kimi and the record. So we see that there were kodesh avrakim. There was a kodesh shofar at the time of Aseres HaDibrish Matan Torah. So we want to remind the kodesh baruch hu kaviyachol of these S'chus that we have, that we accepted the Aseres HaDibrish and the Torah Kedoshah. So we mentioned that. That's 10 Aseres HaDibrish, 10 Malchus. We remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why did you create this world of ours? All Mishal Torah Shinei Kereshis, Mishal Yisrael Shinei Kereshis. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Torah with 10 Ma'amoris. What do you mean? What's the word Ma'amor mean? It's in the Pasuk V'Yoymer. It says V'Yoymer Hashem, this, that, and the other thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu created. Adam and the Behemoth and the Chayas and all the rest. So each time it says Vayomer. So tomorrow, if you count them all up, the Bereishis Tesav, there are only 9 altogether. You don't have 10. After tomorrow, Bereishis Nami Mamaru, the word Bereishis itself, even though we define the word Bereishis meaning in the beginning, however, Bereishis really means in the beginning, Hashem said. What did he say? Bar the Kim Shemayim Baris, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, go and create Shemayim Baris. How do I know this? It says, Bar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, and that's Bereishis Bar Lekim Eisa Shemayim Eisa Arif. It was done Midvar Hashem with an Amira, with a Dibur. So therefore Bereishis, that's the legal equivalent of a 10th Amira. So you have 10 altogether. What we already said. The Mishnah Hechi Tony. Sholish Min HaTorah. Sholish Min HaDin. Sholish Min HaKsuvim. To have a Teisha. The Ikum Ben Ayachod. Therefore the whole Machloikis between the Tanikama and Rabbi Yechon Nuri is only the Gabi 1. Meaning the Gabi Malchias. The Tanikama says 10. And Rabbi Yechon Nuri says 9. And the same thing for Zechroinis and the same thing for Shepharis. So therefore there's only a difference of 1, 1, and 1. Altogether. To have him in Sholish, he's saying that by Malchus you only need 3, and Zechronis you only need 3. Same for Shechoris. So then, Ikubinai 2, then we have big Machloikis between 30 and 9 altogether. Yisrach Shemal is very big a right from the Brisa. Says the Brisa, the sign, yeah, ain't Poichs, and Yasser Malchus, Yasser Zechronis, Yasser Shechoris. 10, 10, and 10. There's the other the Imam Sheva Mikulon Yot. If he only did 7 instead of 10, Utsiyat. Was that the 7 connection of Merkiah? Kadosh Baruch Hu sits by Meroyim. We're going to learn Miyat Hashem Masechtes Chagiga that there are 7 different levels of Rakia of heavens. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makisa covered on the top of the highest. So, Kenei Shem Rakiyim, we go and mention the 7 Psukim. Rabbi Yechon Nuri Omar, HaPoich is the minimum. Yifchon Lechatchil. La Yifchon is Misheva. B'diyavid, Imam HaShalish Mikulan is Yotza. Anyway, what do we see from this brisa? Since Rabbi Yechonon Nuri said you don't have to have 10 and the diavad 7, but rather you could start off with 7 and end off with 3. So obviously the 3 that we're talking about doesn't mean, like we thought, perhaps 27 altogether, 9 plus 9 plus 9, because he starts off, you only need 7 plus 7 plus 7, and the diavad it's 3, 3, and 3. So we see, in fact, it's a big machloikis whether you need 30, or ultimately, whether you only need 9 altogether. But the evidence could be Yechon Ben Nuri. Even our Mishnah, Yechon Nuri says in Omen Gimel Gimel Kulan Yotzes. He also agrees Lechatchila. You should have more. The Loshen of Mishnah sounds like he agrees with the Tanakama. Lechatchila, you should have 10. The Braisa argues with our Mishnah in 2 respects. Because in the first respect, the Tanakama says, "Ein poichsim yasar." That's it. You know, 10, 10, 10, stand on your head, the chachilla, b'diyavet, that's what you got to do, ein poichsim. The price, however, the Tanakama says, b'diyavet yimashem mikulan yotze. So the Tanakama is not exactly the same as the Tanakama of the price. Same thing, Rabbi Yechon Nuri. Rabbi Yechon Nuri, also from the Mishnah, appears to agree. Avada 10 chachilla would be a great idea, but a moment Gimel and Kulan Yotze 3 is also enough. But you see in the Brisa, Rabbi Yechon Nuri doesn't even require 10. He just says the minimum you got to do is the chachilla 7. Don't talk about 10. If you do 3, Mikulan is Yotze. Anyway, what do I see from this Rabbi Yechon Nuri that it's taka 3 plus 3 plus 3 and not 9 plus 9 plus 9? So in fact, there is a big gulf between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yechon Nuri.
How will those 7 be distributed?
It doesn't tell us. Okay. Omer Avuna Mishmul Alach Rabbi Yechon Nuri. We talk about Rabbi Yechon Nuri that what the v'diyah that 3-3 is enough. 3-3-3 is good enough. Zok the Mishnah. Ein maskirin. Now here we have zichron malchus to show you for the change in the gears is just to make it plural. Malchus zichronis v'shefaris. Probably should be malchiyos zichronis v'shefaris. Shall puranis. Don't mention psukim in the Machzer in the Shemoneh Esrei if they refer Chas V'Sholem to bad things, to punishment. And the Gemara is going to give us examples on the Yom Beis. Maschal B'Torah, you start off with Torah, in other words, among the 10 Psukim, start off with the Torah Psukim, Maschal B'Novi, and then you continue on, and you end off with Novi. If you see Oymen in Hishlin, but Torah Yotze, if you finish off with Torah, it's Yotze. This sounds like a B'Diyavit. Yeah, I agree with the Tanakhama Mashmah, but you see in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi in fact holds Lechatchila, he's supposed to be Mashmah B'Torah, like we do. So Gemara Malchis, give me an example of a Malchis which is related to Puranas, which we should not say. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us the good news mixed with bad news. Eventually, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to return to you, and I'm going to be emlech aleichem, but unfortunately, it's going to be b'chei meshfucha, I'm going to be very angry, because I still remember all the terrible sins, rachmona litzlan, of Klal Yisrael. So, that's considered to be Puranis. because the whole melucha is coupled with chemish shvuch. The avgav the Rav Nachman, even the Rav Nachman said kol ki hay rischa lirsa kodesh brichu alon v'lifakinon. Says Rav Nachman, halavai this pasuk should be mekuyim and kodesh brichu should be angry at us bechemish shvucha. But emloich aleichem lifakinon means he should go and be poyd us. He should go and redeem us and take us back and be the melech. So even though there is certainly a very positive aspect to this pasuk, like Rav Nachman just said, she get angry, but that bottom line is he should return. Avad, in that respect, it's great. But we don't want to have a pasuk which suggests negativity on Rosh Hashanah that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry at us. So therefore, don't mention that pasuk. Give me an example of Zikaron. Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered that Klal Yisrael are just a bunch of basav adams. Ruach hoylech v'lo yoshev, that unfortunately they go v'lo yoshev, they're not going to return, they don't do tshuva. So it says taka lashna v'yizkar, but not in a favorable sense. Leave it out. Shoifer kegoin, tiku shoifer begiva, and the continuation of that pasuk is hariu beis oven, acharecha binyamin, that the enemies are going to flee after binyamin. So that pasuk is suggesting bad things on the horizon in terms of Klal Yisrael and the enemies. So even though Shoif is a great thing, but Puranis, we leave it out. Barada Abel Imba Loimar Malchus Zikorin B'Shoif Hashal Puranis Loim Tikachovim Oimer. If, however, the Pasuk has negativity, but not Chas Hashom again, but it's Klal Yisrael, but again, the Oim Tikachov, that's okay. Malchus Kigoyin Hashem Moloch Yirgazu Amen. Amen is referring to all the nations in the world. So even though Yirgazu from Losh and Abaroi Yez, that's okay. The goyim are being rejected or ejected from the land. That's melech. That's okay.
So this sounds like it's very fluid. The nusach of the musaf. The musaf. Why? When?
Our machzorim were all printed. In fact, most of them were printed in recent years, all after Shas was codified and finished.
So the Shemoneh Esrei was codified by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in the time of Bayit Sheni, but the Musaf, this is all post Talmud.
I don't know historically how that worked.
No, it's just because it's so fluid. It sounds like people are deciding for themselves. Okay, I got to pick Sukkim, and the Gemara is giving guidelines.
This is all discussion that preceded the final codification of the Shemoneh Esrei as they appear in the Machzor today.
Okay.
They've been looking for years. They still haven't found an article Machzor back from the times of the Korban Abayis. But wait a couple of years, maybe they'll still find one.
Master of Victory, that was one.
In the Middle Ages.
Yeah. Still a couple of years after this.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kigoyin, no, nothing happened. Zikoron Kigoyin, Zichor Hashem Levnei Edoim, again we're talking about the Goyim, Esyem Yishaloyim, Oimim Oru, Oru, Adi Yisoyim, but again, although it's Puranis, it's referring to the Goyim, it's fine. Shoifer Kigoyin, Hashem Levnei Edoim, Yitka, V'holach V'sare Yisteyman, Uksiv, Hashem Tzvok Yis Yogen Aleim. Anyway, and what's right to write in the Pasuk? So apparently that pasuk v'ochel v'chavshu is also to my peronis against the goyim, and that's okay. Ein maskin zikaron shel yochid. The psukim that you're taking from the Torah have to be zikaron of the rabbi, not shel yochid. I feel the Torah, even if it's a good pasuk. Keep going. Zachreini Hashem b'tzoyin amecha. That's Zachreini is referring to David HaMelech saying that in Tehillim. So he's saying Zachreini Hashem remember me. Pagdeni b'shu asecha. Since it's Zachreini, which is referring to a yachid, we don't mention it. Keep going. Zachreini alakai l'toyva. Another pasuk in Nehemiah. Zachreini alakai l'toyva. Koy l'asher asisi. Hala om hazeh. Remember all the good things that I did. So again, we're talking about yachid.
Don't say by Yisrael Nimes Noach.
If you wait another line, hopefully your question will be answered. Big doinois, Harry Henke Zachronis. As we know that the word pokad, like Hashem pokad asara, which we're going to have another few words, that is also Lashon Zikaron, Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered. That being the case, we also had, if you remember, by Chana, it also says Vayifkai, Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered. So, can you use pikadoin or pokad as a substitute for Zikaron? Says Imar, yes. Those are totally acceptable. The obvious question isn't Sarah Yochid, just like you asked the case of Noach, correct?
Yes.
Mor is going to address that in another two lines, so please bear with us a moment. No, those are no good. Don't say Hashem Pokud. Sorry, don't say Pokud. Bekarati, use a pasuk that says the word Zikar. Pray to more of the Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Granted, Rabbi Yossi holds that Pikodin and Zikarin are the same. But Hashem Pokud Asara, Pikodin to Yochid, Tcha Yochid. Sorry. Kim Dos Ram Minah. Since Kans Klal Yisrael eventually came out of Sarah, Kiram Dami, when we remember Sarah, we don't only remember Yitzhak and Yaakov and Shiftekov, we remember Kans Klal, we're all Eidik Lacham Sarah. So that's why it's considered Rabin. Does that answer your question about Noach? So Madach, everybody comes from Sarah. Halach is Kamakamah, but it comes from Noach. Even the.
Even Sarah came from Noach.
Even Sarah came from Noach. So therefore, that's not a problem. Now, the next is with Mordech combines four psukim together, which are all recited in the Shemoneh Esrei, right? And these four psukim, the Gemara is going to divide into two units of two psukim each, as you'll see. Su shom sheichem inosim pischayon and yobim melchakovayt mi izem melchakovayt Hashem izu v'yib Hashem gim v'chom. Now these are two psukim. First pasuk is su shom sheichem inosim pischayon and yobim melchakovayt. There it is. Next pasuk mi izem melchakovayt Hashem izu v'yib Hashem gim v'chom. Two psukim. Then we have another two psukim. Su shom sheichem inosim pischayon and yobim melchakovayt. One pasuk. Mi izem melchakovayt Hashem tzvokay su melchakovayt tzara. So we have two, and then we have two. Now, why am I bringing that to your attention? Because of the next Shikul Gemara. If you notice, let's go back to the first two psukim over here. How many times is Melech mentioned? We have Susham Sheikh, Nasim Pesachiyon, we have the Melech HaKavet, that's one. Next pasuk is Mizeh Melech HaKavet, Hashem Mizgim, Hashem HaKavet. There's two. So in the first unit, we have two. Let's go to the next unit of the next two psukim. Susham Sheikh, Nasim Pesachiyon, we have the Melech HaKavet, we got one. Next pasuk, mi yuz melech hakovei, two, Hashem tzvokei, so melech hakovei is three. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says. We show you that first unit of two psukim shtayim, we have two times the word melech. Shnia, the second unit of the two psukim, that was sholesh, the Rabbi Yossi. So we have really five altogether, two, plus three. Rabbi Yudah, no, we show you achas, shnia shtayim. Rabbi Yudah said, no, you only count the first unit for one, the second unit for two. Now, obviously, Rabbi Yudah could count the Melech HaKavet like we just counted now. But Rashi says that the reason why Rabbi Yudah disagrees is because each one of these units includes a Mi Zeh Melech HaKavet. Mi Zeh Melech HaKavet is a question. Who is the Melech HaKavet? That's not a statement. That's a question. And therefore, that would not be appropriate. We're trying to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the undeniable, omnipotent, great ruler of the whole world. Undisputed. And he's saying, Mi Zeh Melech HaKavet. So therefore, if you come back again to the first two psukim, Surishar Meshechim, not Mischayon, Vyavi Melech HaKavet, that's good, Vyavi Melech HaKavet, that's one. Mizeh Melech HaKavet, that's disqualified. You can't say Mizeh. That's not a statement, that's Mizeh Melech HaKavet. So that's only one. The second group, Surishar Meshechim, Sisrayon, Vyavi Melech HaKavet, that's good, we have one. Then it says, Mizeh Melech HaKavet, that's no good. Hashem Tzvokis, Melech HaKavet, that's good. So that's why you have one and two, according to Rabbi Yudah.
Does it matter if it's a rhetorical question?
According to Rabbi Yudah, it does not. According to Rabbi Yudah, it does. You're asking rhetorically. That's the question between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah. According to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says it doesn't matter. As long as it says Melech HaKavet, because it's a rhetorical question, like you said, it qualifies. According to Rabbi Yudah, it doesn't qualify because it's a question, even though it's a rhetorical. Good.
So, right. So how is it broken up according to...
We'll start again. There are four psukim over here. Surisham Sheikhan, Inosu Pesachiyon, and Yavim Melech HaKavet. That's one pasuk. Yeah. How many times does it say Melech HaKavet in that pasuk? Once, you have a Melech HaKavet. Yeah?
Yeah.
Next pasuk. Mi Yizeh Melech HaKavet Hashem, Izu Giv Hashem, Giv Mecham. That's pasuk number two of this unit of two psukim. How many times does it say Melech HaKavet in pasuk number two? It says one, right? Mi Yizeh Melech HaKavet. We have one plus one is two.
Yeah.
Do we agree on that?
Yes.
Good. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it says twice Melech HaKavet, but the second time it starts off with a question. Mi Yizeh Melech HaKavet. Disqualified. We only have one.
Okay.
Now we go to the second group. How many times is Melech HaKavet? One. Then the next pasuk. Mi hu zeh Melech HaKavet Hashem Tzvokis hu Melech HaKavet Tzavet. Says it twice. Mi zeh Melech HaKavet Hashem Tzvokis hu Melech HaKavet. So we got now in this second unit, we got three altogether. But says Rabbi Yehuda, but the middle one, the Mi hu zeh Melech HaKavet, is your rhetorical question as the Niyavah said. So therefore, that's disqualified. So we only have the Yavim Melech HaKavet and then Hashem Tzvokis hu Melech HaKavet. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says we don't have two plus three, we have one plus two. Okay. Is good?
Yeah.
Fine. We continue on to the next one. Zamalikim Zameiru, Zamalamakenu Zameiru, Kim Melech Al-Aretz Elikim. How many times do we have now Malkenu in this pasuk? We got two times now. Zamalamakenu, Now you have Melech Kol Haaretz. Oh, we got two. Tibrid Yosi. You know, you mean it's only Achaz. Why is it only Achaz? It's Rashi, because Hamel Malkeinu means he's our Melech, which of course is true. It's a Melech of Klal Yisrael. However, we're trying to go and say Melech Kol Haaretz, like the second part of Melech Kol Haaretz. That's the great one, the Melech Kol Haaretz. So therefore, we don't want to go and pinpoint and
limit
and restrict the Kodesh Baruch Hu just Rashi in the second, third line. Top of the Omid, Sam the Malkeinu, like a Chosh of Rabbi Yehuda, leave out Malkeinu, to lay Amlichli, Ela al Uma Achas, only on Klai Yisrael, only one of them. We're talking about the Malkeinu Kol Haaretz, it's Klai Kodesh Baruch Hu on everyone.
So nothing is how we, whether we, these are part of the Kem Sukim.
Why are we discussing this all
so
time?
We can put that in as
exactly
so
we are now
10 or 9 or
if the, all of us together were planning on printing and publishing a brand new art scroll master an art scroll a forehand master a dafyomi master, we have to choose which sukkim in Tanakh would be appropriate or which are not appropriate. All the ones that are peronis for Klal Yisrael, inappropriate.
Right.
All the ones that are peronis for Umas Oilam, that's okay.
Right.
That you can put it.
Okay.
If it's a Yachid, don't put it. But if it's Sora or Noyach, you can put it in. If it's a Gedoinus, it's a Chronis, you have Machloikis, and so on and so forth. That's how we're trying to. And of course, our Machsayim today are the Maskana after this discussion, and of course, after the Rishonim and Achronim, who presumably Paskin like one over the other, and add other Gemaras and other Chazal, etc. But bottom line, we continue on. Zot Yimara, so we leave out the Malkeinu. No, we don't leave it out, but it's only considered one. It's not considered two, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, Bishavi, the Malach Elikim Al Goyim Elikim Yeshua Kisei Kodshay Shiachas. Everybody agrees that if you quote that pasuk, you only get the benefit of one Malach. I mean, what's the chiddush? Only says one Malach Elikim Al Goyim. Says Rashi, since it says Elikim Yeshua Kisei Kodshay, that sounds like Malchus, right, on the royal throne. That's not the word Melech. Therefore, we do not include that as two, only one. Says Shabbat. Everybody agrees. Zikaron sheyesh bo trua kigoyin. What happens about zikaron that has the word trua kigoyin? Shabbos in zikron trua mikra koyish. Now the question is, I could use this lechayda for both the zikaronis and the shifaris. Right? I got zikaron and trua. So says Zak Rabbi Yosi. Oymrim is zikaronis. Oymrim is shifaris. Rabbi Yosi, you could repeat this pasuk twice in Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't oymrim oymelach elim is zikaronis, only one. You don't go and put in zikron trua. Why for the shifaris? Why don't we include it for the shifaris? Rashi says because Rabbi Yehuda is looking for a pasuk that has the word shofar, not the word trua. And here it just says trua. And now the Gemara Zecharia is going to repeat this once again. Malchus sheyeshim trua. You want to go and say Malchus and it has trua in the same pasuk. You go in Hashem lekav imoy usruach melech boy. So you got trua and melech. Oymem malchi veoymem shofaris. Three days. You can go and say it twice because you have both melech and you have trua. Rabbi Yehuda oymem oymem malchus buvad again because trua is not shofar. We don't use that pasuk for shofars. We can use it for malchus, but not for shofar. What about trua sheini malik lo? What happens if it just says trua alone? Keep going. Yoyim trua yielachem. Oymem shofaris. Three days. Rabbi Yosi says shofar. Shofar trua. You don't mean I'm a colleague. You don't say it at all.
Sticks to his guns
because he doesn't say the word shayv. He just says which one. So that's how Rashi says that all three are for the exact same reason. The only question is why does he want to have to repeat this three times? The principle is like Rabbi Yehuda said the first time that since it says the word trua and it doesn't say the word shayfar, you cannot go and use it for the shifaris. Anyway, the Marsha asks this question, Rashi, and therefore the Marsha says a different shot. The reason for the first two, says the Marsha, is because we don't want to use one pasuk for both. Rabbi Yehuda is not because of the trua shofar aspect, but he's saying is, after all, Baruch Hashem, there are quite a few psukim, so we're not going to use the same pasuk, both to reference zichroinois and shofarois, or malchus and shofarois. You just use it for malchus, you just use it for zichroinois. You don't go and use it for the second, but not because of trua, just because you only use it for one. On the third machlokes, there you don't have the svara that you're using for two, because it says malchus, and there's no malchus, it's only true or sheinim like klom. On that, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's like Rashi says, the reason why we don't say him true as one of the shefaris, because it doesn't mention the name shefar. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is saying on all three for the same reason. The first two is because malchus says it's pasuk, zechroinus says it's pasuk, don't repeat the pasuk twice. And the third reason, why don't we use Yom Trua for Shifaris? After all, there's nothing else with it.
Because
it doesn't say the word Shifar. Right, this is the word Nachamu Malch Maschil Betoira Umashlim Menavir. Rabbi Yosi, I'm Hishlim Betoira. Yeah, Yotze. So for the Lashon HaMishnah, it sounds like Rabbi Yosi saying the Diavet and Hishlim. If you end it off, the Maschil Betoira and Hishlim Diavet, never chachil like. I got time. Rabbi Yosi, I'm the same. Rabbi Yosi says Hamashlim Betoira is a Mishumach is Doch Lichat Chila. Says you're right. We have to change the Lashon. Instead of saying Rabbi Yosi, I'm im Hishlim Betoira Yotze. Mashlim b'toyri yotze. Pray tomorrow. Mishlim b'toyri. The ma'ase in my Gemara in our mission says in Mishlim doesn't say Hishlim or Mashlim. Do you have it in the Chachalai? So tomorrow, Hachikama, you're right. We have to go and broaden the lashon of Rabbi Yosi. We start again the Mishnah. Mashlim b'toyri. Mashlim b'toyri. Rabbi Yosi, Oimer. Mashlim b'toyri. That's what you got to do. The Chachalai. Mashlim b'toyri. And if you do that, harizem mishubach, then hishlim in novis yotze. So we did a drop more surgery, but we've left in the words vin hishlim, but it says in hishlim b'toyra, and hishlim ben novi. So the Tanakhama said, l'chatchila mashlim b'novi. The case is l'chatchila b'mashlim b'toyra. Hishlim ben novi is also good. Tanam yachi, omer blozim rabbi yoisi, v'tikin hoyu mashlim ben oisa b'toyra. That's how the v'sikim. If you know the v'sikim we have, in Sechtes Brachas, we talked about those yids which are grossi yeri Hashem, that were always makbid to go and daven at the time of Shemoneh Esrei and Netzachamp, like we do in our shul during those few weeks of the Vesikin. So here the Vesikin has nothing to do with daven and Netzachamp, it just means the Erlich Yidin, how would they mashlim the 10 psukim each time they put in a posik from the Torah. So the Mishlam is a Chayim Shofar Seketuvah. There's no shortage of references to Zechronis and Shofaris. However, Malchios Tlasim Dehavyim. You only have three altogether. What are the three? Hashem will come, Yimayu Sru as Melech Bar. You got Melech. Vayi Bishurim Melech. Hashem Yimachal Bar. These are psukim, of course, in the Torah. In Nach, you have many times the word Melech. However, in the Torah, you only have these three times. Zay Bazoi, Banan Be'in and Esther Melech. So, how do you get to 10? You have to have one more from the Torah. Om Ravuna Toshim Hashem Yisrael Hashem Akin Hashem Echad. That's Malchus. Hashem Echad. If you don't even have Malchus, this is the Sunish Kamach. Doesn't say the word Melech. That's Malchus. Doesn't say the word Malchus. Only a kind of both ain Mavade, and every bumper sticker says ain Mavade. Malchus.
Malchus. So what is Rabbi going to do for the tenth, for the fourth pasuk from the Torah?
You tell me.
I have no idea.
Very simple. Go back to the Mishnah again. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Tanakhama says Masl Torah Mashlu Benavi. The final one can be Navi. Rabbi Yosi says you have to. The final one has to be Torah. So therefore, you have three, three, and three that everybody agrees. Now right. The question is, what's the number 10 in Hashlama?
Right.
Tanakhama says you can use Navi. Rabbi Yosi said no, you got to use
Navi. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda says, but you're forced since none of them really qualify because we have the word Melech. You have to use Navi for Malchus. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Tanakhama. Okay. The Tanakhama that is Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenka Rabbi Yosi says no. You're Meshubach. You have to number four. I don't have a number four. I got plenty of number fours. I have Shema Yisrael. Exactly. So each one of these is a Malchus equivalent according to Rabbi Yosi, and he needs that equivalent to be Mashlim B'Torah and have the Hariz of Meshubach. Peter says, I don't need it. I can find a Pasuk in Nach just as well. Next mission. Hasheni Maskia. What does this mean? We have on Rosh Hashanah, we have to do the blowing of the shofar. Do we do the blowing of the shofar Shacharis time? Or we do it Musaf time? So I think most of us know that it's Musaf time. Some people only walk in at that time, they think it's Shacharis time. But Lemaisa, the Tekiyas take place at Musaf. And that's why it says, over there, beyond Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia. Maskia doesn't mean necessarily that he's the Baal Tekiyah. He means by Sheni, by Musaf, that's when the Tekiyas shofar takes place. On Rosh Chodesh or on Yontv, we say Hallel. When do we say Hallel? We say Hallel by Shachris or by Musaf. Shasa Hallel, Harisha Makriya Sahal by Shachris and not by Musaf. He was going to ask Vikim Taran Degan to Shasa Hallel after all Tom Rosh Hashanah.
No Hallel.
Sorry?
No Hallel on Rosh
Hashanah. No Hallel, exactly. The Mishnah is matched that way because it will be Shasa Hallel. When one does say Hallel, it doesn't continue on. So the Mishnah is acknowledging that we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Hallel is talking about Yom.
Shasahel.
So we're going to talk about that in Mishnah anymore. So what? Maishnam Sheni Maskia Vos Epes Bai Musaf. And now the Gemara tells us that Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. We are still today the way they were thousands of years ago. Yishim de Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. When is everybody finally in Shul? by Musaf time. Not everybody's there by Brachas, and not even by Karbonis, and not even by Yishtabach, or by Nishmas, or by Hamelech. Unfortunately, that's a fact of life. People are there when it comes Musaf. Therefore, if Hadras Melech, that's what we do the Tkifas. If anybody, Hochi Halam Nami, so why don't we do the same thing on Yom Tiv? So if you want a name to be Shani, we should say it on Musaf time. We should do it on Hadras Melech. Okay, if that's the reason, it should be consistent. I know why we say hal by shachris, because we want it to be a zoris to be mahal the rabbi shalom. If that's the case, in other words, it should be exactly the same thing. What's gzeiros hamalchus? Gzeiros hamalchus was that, unfortunately, Rashi brings it over here. See, in the left hand side, middle of the Amad Rashi, Bishas gzeiros hamalchus shanu, right in the middle, the Rashi. Oivim gozru, those evil enemy nations were goyzer, they decreed shelo yisku. They knew what it means to a yid to hear the tkiya shoifa and Rosh Hashanah. That would energize him and invigorate him for the entire year. You hear the shoifar, shama koil la shoifar, the omli echrodu, we hear it, and he says, chilur odo, riyoichazen, it gives a trepidation, fear into every Jewish bone. Anyway, the oivim knew that this is so important. Lo yisku. For 6 hours they would stand with guards outside the shul, listening, making sure nobody went and did blew anything. Couldn't even blow your nose, let alone blow the shofar. However, came to the shachris, after the shachris is over, they went home. Since they left after 6 hours. And that's why all of our tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah are always so late, because just like in the good old days, they had to finish shachris before it went after. The point is that they couldn't blow shofar before 12 because of the oivim. Maybe they got nidcheh to Musaf, and we do it afterwards.
So it was hollow.
I thought they just wanted to keep the people in shul longer.
Ah, good point.
So it's hollow.
Apparently, that's not the reason.
They didn't interfere because there's no shofar blowing.
Exactly.
They didn't understand what it was. They were.
Rob used to live here on the side. He dubbed the Jewish Mary, but he was in there as a show. He told me, and you know, at the time before the mandate.
By the Kotel, the British did not allow them to blow the Kotel.
Right. He said he was there when they smuggled in.
Right.
I can't remember his name.
From the West Side.
Yeah, West Side. He has a daughter who was a single daughter.
I know what you mean. Friedman.
Friedman was a Friedman.
The Daf is a bit Daf Yomi.
Yeah.
Israel Friedman.
From the
Jewish Center.
Yeah. The David
Daf Yomi. Israel Friedman.
Yeah.
Israel Friedman beyond.
Is it? That's a separate one. I'm sure he wasn't the one.
But this was the name of Daf Yomi at the Jewish Center in his memory.
Yeah.
But they smuggled it in, and they smuggled in by the Kotel.
Smuggled in, and it was an amazing thing.
In fact, the riots in the Arab used to riot because they said the Jews were going to take over the same thing. They're going to take over the Temple Mount. They're going to build the Temple. Al-Aqsa. The same.
Amazing thing how they smuggled it in. All right.
It was a narrow alley. It was a narrow alley then. It wasn't a plaza. Mm-hmm. It was a narrow alley, and there was no shuls to go inside. Bringing benches on Yom Kippur was a major problem for the older people to sit down Yom Kippur.
A little bit closer to home geographically, not home in the heart. It's the soul is the closest to our heart. Is that in Muncie, where I daven by Rabbi Rattenberg, for Zangezint. His shver, whose name was also Rabbi Rattenberg, he was a nephew, married a daughter. Anyway, the previous Rebbe opened his shul in Forshe, that part of Muncie, about 30 years ago. And at that time, that was still a midbar, in the terms of there were not a lot of yidden there. And the secular Jews, as well as the Gentiles, were afraid, here goes the neighborhood. It's all going to be populated soon by religious Jews. And so therefore, they did not want him to start a minyan. But of course, he probably had a minion. And once he made a minion, so then they took him into court and said he's violating, the Rebbe is violating the zoning, because the zoning doesn't allow for a place of worship. So the Rebbe had a lawyer that stood up and said, Your Honor, you have the constitutional right to go and daven. That's freedom of religion. And I need a minion to be able to daven. So the judge said, Rabbi, how many do you need for a minion? I need 10 people for a minion. Rabbi, I give you 15. Every time you can have 15 people. So from that day on, every single Shabbos, the neighbors would go and stand outside the shul, and they would count how many people. They would have one person one side, one person the other side, and then he would wave to him if one another person came in. As soon as they got number 16, they go and call the police. And week after week after week, not every single week, because it was still a small crowd at that time, but very frequently he got summons, and the police would come into the shul and give him a summons. You violated the court's order, it's 16 people. And he had so much grief and aggravation from it, Nebuchadnezzar passed away as a young man. And then his son-in-law took over. By the time his son-in-law took over, already many more Yidden had entered. Many of these secular people had left the neighborhood. They sold it, and they made a nice profit in their homes. And then, of course, since then, it has not been a problem, and there are very, very few Gentiles still left, or even secular Jews in the neighborhood.
He married his cousin.
That's how he became the next rabbi, the son-in-law of the... There's a lot of Rottenbergs that are married within the same family. Anyway, so that's the point over here too, that they would sit out there. They didn't wait until 12 o'clock. They waited until the 16th person came, and then police would come. So the Moravite, Medikom Mishas Halel. Since the Mishnah uses the expression Medikom Mishas Halel, obviously there's no Hal Rosh Hashanah, otherwise we'd just continue on. Then how do you say Meshachris? Well, my time of faith tomorrow, why? Very famous. Come on, Bavlom, Shavim, Kedesh Baruch, Rabbi Nishol, and then Man Yisrael, and Rashira, why don't they say Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur? Amalem, Efshet, Melech, Yerush, Gisi, Din, Vesifrei, Chaim, Vesifrei, Psuchim, Lefona, Vesifrei, Yisrael, and Shira. You have these forum open, this is Chas Hashanah, a matter of life, and therefore this is really heavy-duty stuff. So even though it's Avad, it's a day of Yom Tov, and we have the sukkahs on Rosh Hashanah, etc. But nevertheless, we have to tame down the singing and the hallel, all that, because it's a very, very heavy duty day.
Is there going to be shir tonight,
Rabbi? In Miyatz Hashem, will you be there?
God willing. Yes.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you. Dr. Mishnah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Now we're talking about Kiyah Shofar, and we're going to talk about whether or not we have to be concerned of a potential conflict between the blowing of the shofar and potential isurim related to Yom Tov. Virtually all of these are derabbanan, as we will see. Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Now here, I would have thought we're talking about carrying the shofar beyond the tchum. Rashi, however, says means a person should not be over tchum to be able to hear the Kiyah Shofar. See Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Leila chutz l'tchum l'shmoy t'chiyah. I'm assuming the same thing would apply to Gavi carrying the shofar, but that's how Rashi learned Pshat in Merulah. Don't go over the Tchum to be able to go and hear
not Shabbos.
Sorry?
A weekday.
It's a weekday, yeah. Weekday.
It's interesting because Sefer Rabbi Akiva, a Tchum is Drabbanan.
Remember, I said that virtually all of these are Drabbanan. What happens if the shofar happens to be under a tremendous amount of earth and you have to unearth it? If you're unearthing it with your hands, you're just talking about mukta of offer and avonim, not a problem. Of course, if you need to do a shovel, that would be a different story. That would be a told of choyresh or boina, etc. But the choyre we're talking about it. Continuing on, what happens if you're ilan the either the shul or the shofar is on the top of a tree? You can't go up on top of the tree. Why can't you? Because you might go and pull off a branch. Same thing, you might pull off a branch. You want to get to the shofar, or you want the shofar to get to you, you can't go and put it in a raft over the water. For the first time now, we're talking about a diraisa. You're now going to go and cut the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is going to say in the Amud Aleph, that means to use a magol. Magol is a sickle, because that's not the normal way you would go and cut a shofar. And don't use a davar shemishum loisasa. The normal way would be to use a professional knife. Don't use a knife, because that would already be a deraisa. What happens if you want to go and soften up the shofar so that you have a more pleasant melody or pleasant... You're not allowed to put in water or... I'm sorry, Emrot, if you want, you couldn't put in water, or you can put in the yayin. And Rashi says, that doesn't have a din of tikkun manah, because presumably it's just a minor improvement. We're not doing it something major. Great. If you have children that want to go and blow, you can let them blow. preferable is that you should go and try to train them and rehearse with them so that they should know how to go and blow it professionally, do it properly, not just blow machzudas and make noise, but go and learn with, teach them how to do it. If you happen to be blowing the shofar and just coincidentally you come out with a tkiyah and the shvarim and the truah, you're not yoitzim because you're not doing it the same. We're going to talk more about this in the Gemara tomorrow. Just starting the Gemara. My time. What's the reason why? Why can't you? So the Gemara. My time. The Gemara on the surface is a very shveri Gemara. Because they're all, these are all drabbanan. These are not deoiraisis. These are drabbanan. What are you telling me? Yontiv and Esav loises. So the Mefarshim say that what the Gemara means to say is that the drabbanan can deoraisa tikkun, and so therefore, even though these attack the drabbanan, but they gave it the force of a deoraisa, and you can't go and violate. But we'll see. We're not finished with this yet. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Vaitali, Oyin be'ilav le'roichban al gavi behema. So the Gemara hashed drabbanan amris loy deoraisa mi boya. Now the Gemara is only giving examples of Oyin be'ilav and roichban gavi behema. Where is the deoraisa? The Gemara says hashed drabbanan amris loy deoraisa boya vada deoraisa. Gemara says zubein tzarchlin mezuktani. Where's the deoraisa? So Rashi brings a pshat, and Rashi himself is not happy with the pshat. If you look at where it says Gemara. Hash and Rabban Amrislai, about 10 lines before the end. Isit Chumin Upikuach Hagal, that's Isit Rabbanon. The Leka Le Migzer Otto Dioraisa Amrislai. These are independent on their own. There's no Dioraisas involved. Chumin made a, they made a Takona, Nishkag Zera made a Takona, Isit Chumin. And Bikuach Hagal. Not because of any type of Zera. Like a Zera. Nevertheless, Otto Dioraisa, there was no Migzer Otto Dioraisa Amrislai, they said no. Deiraisa, which is now the case of the Roichven Agad Behema, or the Oilin Be'ilan, the Ikalem Meshemi Yacht, the Moir of Oil Be'ilan, the Ikalem Meshemi Yitlech, those are Deiraises, me boya. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hashad Rabban Amris Loy, Deiraisa, and boya. It doesn't mean like you normally would learn, that this is a pure Derabbanan, and this is a pure Deiraisa. Rather, Hashad Rabban Amris Loy, Madach, those things which are pure Derabbanan, that there is no Gzeira Otto Deiraisa, you said, don't allow for that, don't use a shofar and violate those rabbanon. A deraisa, a type of rabbanon
that leads to
that could lead to deraisa, and that's where the chachamim made a gezeira. Mi boyet chavad rabbanon, you cannot go and violate those type of rabbanon. So it's considered to be a higher level rabbanon because it's like a kmat a deraisa, gezeira shem deraisa. But Rashi ends off the ishkim medavar. It's mishver the ganze meisa. Both are drabbanot. The nirbeinai the legacy law says Rashi chalts mishtuk as I guess. But anyway, the princes left it in. So afraid the imara hash drabbanon tiraisi vayet. So they circle mezuk tani avad yirait lechori. We don't need the tiraisa. We say drabbon and certainly avada. Don't be over the type of drabbanon which could theoretically lead to a tiraisa.
You're saying the same thing. Zera takana. You're saying they're two separate.